Oh. Proverbs chapter 13. The question is, what is proper discipline for children? Proverbs 13. Now I'm not going to have any friends. I just wish I had more people here to get angry at me. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Now, used to, people whoop kids. I mean, whooped them. Now, you know what a whooping is. Yankees whip, Southerners whoop. A whooping, if you don't know what it is, you see my dad at the church, he can explain it. Because when my dad took his belt off, blessed be God, you got a whooping. And there was no doubt in your mind what a whooping was. There ain't no doubt in my mind today. I'm 50 years old, and I still distinctly and clearly remember what a whooping is. That's when they beat you within an inch of your life. My mother used to get mad and say, she'd get her little old hickory, and she'd go into a tirade, and she said, I'm going to beat you within an inch of your life. I don't know why they threatened like that. She never did. I'm going to whoop you to the mud, run down your legs. And she tried that. Boy, you get that little old hickory, boy. I mean, it felt like it sometimes. But she never could whoop real hard, and we wasn't too worried about her. But if she ever said, that's it, that's it, I'm going to tell your daddy, you're in deep trouble. Son, you'd rather French kiss a hungry lion in a telephone booth than let daddy whoop you. It's bad. Now, we've changed our philosophy. We had this guy named Spock, and he had some associate clones that parroted him for the last 50, 60 years, teaching that whooping a kid, beating him with a rod, is cruel, that it doesn't work, that it's abusive, that there are better ways. And so now we have time out. Stand in the corner. Write on that chalkboard 100 times. You do that one more time, you're not going to watch as the worm squirms. You want to go to that football game Friday night? You better not do that one more time. And we don't whip kids anymore. We don't beat them with a rod. We talk to them. We reason with them. We found alternate methods to discipline. Of course, our kids are sorry as hell, for the most part. They're just little brats. My wife found a note the other day on her bus by a, how old that kid? 13. A girl writing to a boy because they broke up. Had every kind of four-letter word you can imagine in it. Just filth. Filth. You talk to kids these days, they are disrespectful, they are rude, they are obnoxious. The little dummies ain't learned nothing in school. They won't listen to nobody at home. They think they know everything. And we've shared with them, we've been friends with them, we've striven to be their buddy or their pal. We've given them all the things we didn't have when we were growing up, and we've turned out a bunch of little reprobates. No respect for mom and dad, no respect for the school, no respect for the law, no respect for society, no respect for God. What do we do wrong? Well, we quit whooping them. Now, Dr. Spock and them fellas said, well, when it said over there, spare the rod and spoil the child, it's not talking about always corporal punishment. That's, you know, what that means is to correct them and to discipline. Then why did it say spare the rod? Was God so ignorant and so stupid that he couldn't say what he meant to say? Now, I'll give you $100. My wife will let me have it. I'll give you $100 tonight. If you can find me any form of punishment in the Bible for children other than beating them with a rod. I'll wait. I'll tell you what, I'll give you till Sunday. If you can find me a verse in a King James Bible that indicates there is any kind of proper punishment for disobedient children other than beating them with the rod, I'll give you $100. You know why I'm willing to do that? It ain't in there. In the Bible, all proper punishment of children is to beat them. And it doesn't mean stand them in the corner, have time out, give them red flags. It means beat them. Proverbs 22:15, the rod of correction. The Bible said, foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Look at Proverbs 23:13-14 for a minute. Let's see if this looks like symbolic language. Proverbs 23:13-14. I believe them verses say beat him. Doesn't it say beat him? It says beat him. And now some mom and dad is going to jump up and say, well, preacher, we tried that and it just don't work. Why, you lying jackass, it does too work. You didn't do it right. Let me tell you what you did wrong.
You said, you don't know me, you don't know what I did.
I know what you did wrong if it didn't work. You was too yellow to do it hard enough. You was too lazy to do it consistently enough. You were too intimidated by school and other people to do it when it ought to be done. You tried other methods. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you'd whoop that kid every time he needed it, and instead of spanking him, beat hell out of him, it will work. So, well, I spanked my little boy, and he just got mad. Then you quit spanking way too soon, and you didn't spank near hard enough. When I spanked mine, all they did was sit in the corner and whimper. Oh, well, I just can't do that. Then put up with the brat. Those are the options. You either do it God's way, or you're going to make a mess out of it. You say, well, I know people that use time out and various methods and alternate methods of correcting and discipline, and their children turned all right. I know some people did that too. Because I know some children that who are by nature docile. Not every kid is a little hellion. There are some that are easy to manage. But you dealing with the strong-willed child, with the rebellious child, you're in a different ballpark. If you think talking to them is going to work, you're brain dead. If you think any method other than God's method will work, you don't know what you're doing. If you think Spock or society or the NEA or anybody else can tell you a better way to raise your children than the God that created them and gave life to them and put them in your womb and brought them into this world, you're nuts. What we need is some mamas and daddies that are not intimidated by the school and by the Gestapo headquarters and what everybody else is going to say if you swat your kid, and when they need it, give it to them. You know, here's how to do it. You do that again, I'm going to spank you now. Now, stop it. 10 minutes later. Now, didn't I just tell you not to do that? Now, I'm not going to tell you anymore. 10 minutes later. Now, this is the third time. I'm getting tired of this. You better knock it off. You'll try my patience. 10 minutes later. Now, son, I'm really getting aggravated. You do it just one more time. I say, now, you're getting in a rage. The kid ain't. You are. About the fifth or sixth time, you say, now that's it, boy. That's it, okay, one more time, and I'm going to tell you about it, boy. And 10 minutes later, he does it one more time. And you know what you do? You just blow up and go bananas and jerk him up out of hell and get a big old stick and just play with that one. Now, you know what you just did to the kid? One, you convinced him that you're a psychopath and that you hate him, and his destruction is the foremost thing in your mind. Two, you just taught him that on number six, you get it, so I can do it five times and get away with it. And if I got company, I can do it seven or eight times before I get it. If I'm in public, I can do it indefinitely, because mom was afraid to hit me where anybody can see it. Amen. So they don't do it consistently. Listen, if you tell that kid you do it one more time, three licks, let me tell you what you do. The next time he does it, jerk him up and pop him. You say, well, the offense deserves three licks. Three licks. How hard are licks? The only one kind of way to whoop a kid, hard. You say, well, preacher, I want the punishment to fit the crime. Then you're stupid. You're just plain stupid. I don't know if there's any hope for you. Anybody that punishes somebody and makes the punishment equal to the crime has got a 50-50 chance of him doing it again. What are you, crazy? The punishment never meets or equals the crime. It is always exceeds what the crime demands. You make it so tough, you don't want to do it again. If it's 50-50, if it's a lot of fun, it's at least worth debating. Little Tweety Bird used to come on a cartoon and say, if I do it, I get a whooping. I do it. He knew he was going to get it, but it was worth it. That's the way mamas and daddies correct kids. That's a three-whack offense. Whack, whack, whack. Well, if that's a three-whack offense, you're going to get five. Whack! Whack! And if you start wiggling and jumping around, we start with one all over again. Yeah. You know what? That little tender-hearted mamas and daddies, I just can't do that. And you're an unfit mom and dad. That Bible says, spare not for his much crying. God said, let him cry. Now listen, I'm against child abuse. I am against child abuse. I hate to see somebody slap a kid in the face or across the ear. You can do all kind of damage. That's not what God wants. And I hate to see somebody correct a child in a fit of rage. After the child has aggravated you, you've lost your mind and you beat him half to death with whatever you can get your hand. I saw my best friend get beat with a handlebar one time. I mean, his mother just went off. I mean, she just blew up, boy. The first thing she could find was a bicycle handlebar laying on the front porch. She just picked it up and she frailed him with it. That's child abuse. You ought to get locked up for that kind of stuff. And if you had done it correctly, you would have done it before you ever lost your temper. And you would have done it before it got to the point where it needed 25 licks. We'd have done it back here when three would have done the job. We would have administered them in time, in proportion, and we'd have got that thing settled. Then people say, well, preacher, they get to a certain age and there's nothing you can do with them. You're absolutely right about that. Because you've wasted 12 or 14 years. Because you waited until he was an adolescent and reached puberty and became a rebellious little reprobate before you started. If you had started when he was two, and every time he reached for something he wasn't supposed to have, smack his hands. Every time he played with a light socket, smack his hand. Let him cry. And don't pick him up and groom and cure him. Let him cry. And when he gets a little older, when he misbehaves, take his little diaper down and swat his little butt with a paddle or with a belt on his buttocks. You will not permanently damage him. You will not scar him mentally or emotionally. We don't know about breaking his ribs. I'm talking about punching his teeth out. I'm talking about spanking him, disciplining him for disobedience. Promptly and effectively. Now, if you'll start that when he's three or four, you can have him sit still like these two for an hour at a time. I mean, she's not 30. She's 3 years and 6 months. You can take them downtown and go shopping with them, and they won't touch one thing on any shelf in any store in town. Matter of fact, they won't even say, Papa, can I have this? Can I have this? None of that nonsense. You know why? Because we started when they were little, and we corrected them, and when they're two and three, you ain't got to hit them hard. You hurt their little feelings almost as bad as you hurt their hand. But if you'll start early, and be consistent and be reasonable, by the time they're five or six, you won't be doing it much. And if you'll keep it up through their 8, 9, 10, 11, by the time they get to be 14 or 15, it almost ain't never necessary. People say they try to whoop a 16-year-old boy and say, he just gets mad. I guess so. You waited too long, cowboy. You should have started when he was two. Amen. What's proper discipline for children? Whoop them. You're not smarter than God. Spock is not smarter than God. National Education Association and President Clinton and Hillary Rodham, whatever her name is not smarter than God. God said, spank them. Spare not the rod. Bible said, if thou beat him, thou shalt save his soul from hell. Now, why is that? He's going to die. Why will beating a child save his soul from hell? I'll tell you why. Because if I beat him and correct him when he's little, and I teach him to be in submission to proper authority, to listen to mom and dad, and to listen to a school teacher, and to listen to the policeman on the corner, and listen to the preacher, we get him saved, and then he can live in submission to God. And I keep him out of hell. But if you don't discipline him, and if you don't break him, if you don't get him under control, by the time he's about 5 or 6, chances of that kid getting saved are minimal. And the longer he goes in his state of rebellion, the less chance there is he'll ever get saved. He's going to end up dying and going to hell. And it's because you didn't have the courage and the intestinal fortitude to do what God told you to do when they were kids. Say amen, preacher. Thank you. Well, all right. Time's up. We quit. Let's buy.